Thanks for listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roy-Lance. Here's your local evening headlines for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. An Idaho Falls man is accused of stalking for the second time in a week. According to Post Register, 25-year-old Alexis Mojica, who was arrested on June 14th for stalking a woman, was arrested again 3 days later for the same crime. On Friday evening, the police responded to a woman who said Mojica had knocked on her door, looked through her peephole, and sent her several text messages asking her to let him inside. The victim showed police the text messages she had gotten from Mojica, which included sexual comments and telling her he had just watched her go to bed. Mojica was charged with first-degree stalking, which is punishable with up to 5 years in prison. He was also charged for misdemeanor violation of a no-contact order. His bond was set at $15,000, which is the same amount he paid to leave jail after his first arrest on June 14th. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 1st at 1 p.m. in Bonneville County Court. With the Idaho general election coming up in November, candidates for office are busy campaigning. Student reporter Elise Forbes has a story on the race for House Seat 33A in Idaho Falls.
Republican Representative for Legislative District 33, Barbara E. Hart, is facing a challenger in her run for re-election. Democratic candidate and financial writer Miranda Marquette says she was inspired to run after feeling disappointed by E. Hart's representation.
And so I decided that it was important enough in this seat to challenge the incumbent because she was introducing legislation that was actively harmful to people in our community and not really focusing on the issues that matter to Idahoans.
E. Hart, who has been criticized for her focus on social issues, says social issues are the ones that matter most.
I believe that the social issues have changed America and certainly trying to change Idaho much more quickly than anything to do with taxing issues, although the ARPA money certainly is catching up to that. But it's social issues. It's the social fabric of our society. When you try to redefine what a woman is, when you redefine what family is, when you destroy the family, especially through pornography, that's how you destroy a community, that's how you destroy the state, and most assuredly, that is how you destroy the nation.
In the most recent session, E. Hart sponsored Senate Bill 1309, an anti-abortion bill with a controversial enforcement mechanism.
This is legislation, pro-life legislation, that actually will begin to save babies' lives. It is actually saving lives of children.
Marquette says that if elected, she would focus on funding education, health care, preservation of public lands, internet access, and addressing high property tax, a problem she says was caused by the state legislature.
If you've been complaining about what's going on in the legislature, now is a really great time to make a change and look for ways to invest in our communities rather than continue some culture war crusade.
For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Elise Forbes.
The city of Pocatello is increasing the income limit for one of its programs. City officials say the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has approved an increase in the income limit for the Lead Safe and Healthy Homes program. The increase will allow for more families to qualify for the program. The city also has $5,000 in the HUD grant money to help make homes healthier. According to statistics, more than 11,000 homes in Pocatello may contain toxic lead-based paint. Program officials will be at the HACP Community Celebration on July 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. to discuss the grant program. These have been your evening headlines for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. I'm Brock Roy-Lance, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.